Welcome to the Deep Dive. We cut through the noise to get you well-informed, fast.
Glad to be here.
Today we're really digging into something affecting, well, almost everyone, tariffs. Specifically, that recent 25% tariff on Indian imports and what it means for U.S. small businesses.
Yeah, it's a big one. The sources you've shared paint a complex picture.
Exactly. Our mission today is to go beyond just the headlines, using those sources to see how these policies aren't just about prices. They're causing really a systemic shock.
And small businesses are particularly vulnerable here. Thin margins, not a lot of backup suppliers, you know.
Let's start there. A lot of people think tariffs are paid by foreign companies, right? But that's not quite how it works.
Not at all. It's a tax, plain and simple, paid by the U.S. company importing the goods. Your sources show costs jumping 10, even 20% for small businesses.
Ouch. And that eats directly into profits that are already slim.
Precisely. And zooming out, that burden doesn't just stay with the business. It largely gets passed on. Estimates suggest a short-term hit of maybe $2,400 per U.S. household. And it acts like a regressive tax, essentially. Mm-hmm. It hits lower-income households harder, proportionally speaking.
That's a huge impact. But it's not just the tariff itself, is it? What other financial pressures are piling on?
Oh, definitely not just the tariff. We're seeing operational costs go up all over. Think higher vendor rates, increased shipping fees, customs charges are climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Even currency fluctuations can suddenly make international spending much more expensive.
And I read something about the de minimis rule changing.
Yes, that's another layer. That $800 duty-free exception for small shipments.
Yeah.
Suspended. So now, even tiny imports mean more paperwork, more administrative hassle, more cost.
It sounds like a constant barrage. You mentioned vulnerability. Yeah. How does this play out in the supply chain?
This is where that systemic shock idea really lands. Small businesses often rely heavily on just a few import partners.
How heavily?
Well, get this. 95% of companies with, say, 1 to 19 employees, they depend on four fewer countries for their imports.
95%.
Yeah. So when a major low-cost source like India gets hit with a 25% tariff, it creates what the sources call an outsized burden. They just don't have easy alternatives.
An outsized burden, absolutely. And our deep dive highlighted a couple of sectors where this is especially, well, intense. Pharmaceuticals was one.
Hugely important. India supplies nearly half, 47% of U.S. generic drugs and crucial active pharmaceutical ingredients, the APIs.
Okay, so what does a 25% tariff mean there?
It could mean drug price hikes, obviously, but also potential shortages. We're talking critical medicines, oncology drugs, antibiotics.
But finding other sources isn't quick.
Not at all. Building up the scale and quality needed elsewhere, that could take 3 to 5 years easily. Mm. It shifts from an economic issue to a public health concern fast.
Okay, so critical goods like medicine are hit hard. What about things that are more discretionary? Gems and jewelry also came up.
Right. A very different sector, but also feeling the pinch. These are items people choose to buy, not need to buy. So a 25% tariff there is described as steep. It's really tough for businesses to just absorb that cost on luxury or non-essential goods.
So they either raise prices significantly or...
or see demand drop off. Probably a bit of both. It directly hits their sales volume.
All these impacts costs, supply chains, demand. What does this translate to for jobs, especially in those small businesses?
The numbers are concerning. Your sources point to about a 3% decline. That's around 366,000 jobs lost specifically in the very smallest firms, fewer than 10 employees. This has been tracked since the current administration took office.
366,000 jobs. That's significant.
It really is. These aren't just statistics. They're often family businesses, community pillars, and tariffs just stack the deck against them further. They don't have the scale, the cash reserves, or the multiple production sites that larger corporations do to weather these storms.
So pulling back for a wider view, how are economists seeing these tariffs affecting the whole U.S. economy beyond just the small business sector?
The consensus seems to be quite negative for the U.S., actually. Projections show potential hits to GDP, rises in inflation, more so potentially than the impact on India's economy.
Really? So it backfire.
Some are calling it a self-inflicted wound. Meanwhile, India isn't standing still. They've got their Make in India push, and they're actively diversifying where they sell their goods.
Interesting. A strategic shift.
Yeah. It suggests a potential long-term move away from relying too heavily on Western markets. Reshaping future trade patterns, maybe.
Okay, so let's recap. For U.S. small businesses, the challenges are stark. Rising costs, major supply chain headaches, and just this huge pressure to somehow adapt.
It's a tough environment, no doubt.
But you know, there's maybe a paradoxical flip side. Sources suggest this kind of pressure forces businesses to scrutinize everything, find efficiencies they might have ignored before, a forced reevaluation, perhaps?
That's true. Adversity can sometimes spur innovation or necessary changes. It compels a hard look at the business model.
So thinking about all these layers, the costs, the supply chains, the global shifts, it leads to a final thought for you, our listener.
Given these complexities, how does your own view of global trade and supply chains change when a policy like tariffs can reshape not just price tags, but the actual resilience and strategic direction of businesses globally? This deep dive really pushes us to ask, where does true economic strength really come from in such an unpredictable world?